Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Jude Albright. Thank you for being a part of Love Your Addiction. Everything on this planet has a life, meaning it's energetic, and addictions have a life of their own, too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see and hear and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I am welcoming you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to show you ways to recover from the belief that there's something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. I'm also wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? Well, what about your rightness? When you love something, like an addiction, let's say, and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. Interesting how it works, isn't it? So when you accept addictions and give them love, you're better able to see what they've been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. Today we are going to be looking at, if I am so powerful, what is making me feel so powerless? I picked this topic because so many clients have been complaining about the election and how badly they're feeling and not understanding how our group consciousness created the results that we now are living. So, what if you are the one causing you to feel and act powerless? What if the real lie is that we have been taught and programmed to believe that we are powerless over our lives? Well, today we're going to find out why and how we can change that misbelief. Because we are powerful beings in charge of our own experiences, and we must remember that truth if we want our lives to change. Those of you who are familiar with AA and in recovery, please understand that AA's first step, and I quote, "We admitted we were powerless over alcohol," is an untruth. And learn how you can change that misperception and powerfully recover from any addiction. So please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or you can call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights and your questions. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, happiness, love, and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there. Let's get rid of our control issues, the depressions, the hatreds, the angers, the despair, and the lack, all of which contribute to addictions. I'm not out to change anyone. Only you can change you. I am simply a messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for your life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. And you know what I find really interesting is I had a choice to be powerless a few minutes ago or to feel powerful, because I couldn't access my host pin to get into this program. I attempted the host pin that I know is the correct pin for at least 20 minutes prior to the show. I must have attempted it at least 10 to 15 times. Now, I could have repeated over and over in my mind, well, this isn't going to happen. I can't do this. Something is screwed up, and I'm not going to be able to do my show today. Or instead, I could have said to myself, I will keep attempting my host pin. There must be something that is happening online right now, but I know that I'm going to be able to start my show at the correct time. Well, exactly 3 minutes before showtime, my pin worked and I was able to come on. I hope you heard what I said, because it was all about what I said to myself and how I worked with myself. Because I am not powerless. However, we are powerless, and I'm going to say that again. We do not have the power to change something if we didn't create it. If you didn't create it, you can't control it. You do have control, however, over yourself, and you do that by your emotions and your thoughts, because they cause your creations. So I had to look at, was I really getting upset that I wasn't going to be able to be on air today? No, I really wasn't. And so I changed my thought to allow myself to get on the air by saying, something probably is happening, but it's all going to change, and I will be able to do my program today. So let's look at something that I said earlier. I chose this topic because so many clients and neighbors have been telling me how upset they are over Trump's victory. Well, what if you allowed yourself to look at the positive aspects of Trump? Wouldn't that change your feelings? When you really ask, who am I, which most of us don't ask, you will realize that you are always casting your vibrational votes for everything in your life. I'm not saying that you shouldn't or that you can't feel sad or upset. What I am saying is you are the ones creating those emotions. Nobody, and I say this again, nobody does it to you. You can change anything in your vibrational energy pattern by saying to yourself, how can it get any better than this? I repeat, how can it get any better than this? And I promise you, it will always get better. It may not end up exactly the way you would like it. You may not have liked Trump to get in, but the fact that he is now president-elect is a direct result of our group consciousness, of the thoughts and emotions that we as a citizen of the United States have set forth. So, a lot of times we don't realize that as a collective group, and we are diverse, everybody is a contribution to what is happening in the whole. What is happening in your own existence, in your own life, is a result of your thoughts and your emotions. And one thing a lot of us may not be aware of is that we have inherited our relationship patterns from our parents and our caretakers. And those patterns change only when we are aware of them and we are willing to change them. And we create things and then we complain about them. Please stop trying to blame someone else for the way you feel. Because in so doing, you are turning over your ability to someone else to control your life. Come on, folks. You may be pissed off at the government and you want it to make your life better. That's not going to happen until you start making your own life better and sending out the emotions and the thoughts that will create that. And while I'm talking about this, I would like to go back to AA that I mentioned earlier. I think I mentioned it earlier. If I didn't, I'm mentioning it now. Because AA's first step, Alcoholics Anonymous, first step is, quote, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable, unquote. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. If you truly believe that, and you believe that you were powerless over any addiction, whether it's alcohol, drug, people-related, thing-related, then you know what? Your lives are going to stay unmanageable because you are turning your power, your innate God-given power, over to a thing, to an addiction. What if step one and step one in Soul Steps, which I have written, claims, quote, we admitted we were powerful beings, that we created our addictions so our lives appeared to be unmanageable. That step one in Soul Steps validates that we are powerful beings. So what if our souls came to this planet as extensions of the creative force, the God energy, the power, the universe, the all that is? Doesn't matter what you call it. We, as individualized fragments of that power, wish to experience ourselves in human form through dualities. We have dualities on this planet. That's how we learn. So, what if we exercised our free will in experiencing various opposites and addictions being one of those opposites? In doing so, we could then genuinely decide what we wanted. But ultimately, the goal was to remember that we had the power all along to create and recreate ourselves in a fashion that suits us at the moment. Don't like what you're creating right now? Then change it. Recreate it. Change something else. Let me word this another way. Until we know its opposite, we really can't appreciate a lot of things. Without experiencing the cold, we would not know that it's the warmth that we most enjoy. Perhaps you've even heard a lot of adult children say they never really understood what their parents went through until they themselves had their own kids. Well, experience offers much learning many levels and is our grandest teacher. So what if addictions can be our grandest teacher if we let them? When we're experiencing addictions, we must be aware that we chose to do so in order that we might learn the vital things about ourselves and our beliefs. So when anyone turns to substances or addictions, whether they be chemical or thing-related, there is always a fear present and a need for some kind of relief for not feeling good enough. Our souls have sent us here to recognize, to remember, and to practice that we are pure magnificence. There's nothing wrong with any of us. We are powerful, irrepressible beings. And it is only we who have forgotten this truth. So is there a better way than that for having us experience ourselves as our opposites, as addicts, as someone who sedates his or her feelings? What if life has been set up so we can experience dualities? It might be very boring if things remain status quo and we had no expectations, goals, dreams, or wants. Our addictions have made our lives seem unmanageable, painful, unhappy, and out of control. It has looked like we were powerless to those addictions and they had taken control over us. But in actuality, we set it up this way so we could see that we no longer need to lead unmanageable lives. Could you explore your beliefs about addictions? Could you change your mind and accept addictions as friends, showing and telling you that you were diverting from your true spiritual path? It's a choice. And in your choice about addictions, let's look at some other painful things that we create in our reality. Let's look at divorce, let's say. If you stopped asking yourself why and started asking yourself, what do I need to do, you might stop feeling powerless and step into the powerful you. So what if in a divorce situation you could ask yourself repeatedly until you got some answers, how can I be open to receive more than I believe is possible? I'm going to say that again. How can I be open to receive more than I believe is possible? That's one way of opening up to your power and being amazed at the things that can happen in your divorce proceedings. You have that choice. Or you can pretend that you are powerless and you can worry incessantly about not getting enough child support. And you know what? You won't get enough child support because your worrying is an emotion that is creating your thoughts about not getting enough. You're sending it out to the universe, to universal law, to creation, and it will obey you and it will give you more worry and not enough child support. That's really how it works. I know many of you don't believe that. Many of you believe it's the court's fault, it's his or her fault. There is no fault here. It is creation. It is you and your emotions which create your thoughts, which create your experiences. You are not powerless. You can't control another person, and a lot of people confuse power and control. You can only control what you have created, but you can be powerful in every situation. Let's take another example. Let's say that you are looking to buy a new house, and you keep repeating to yourself, I just can't afford what I really want and need. It's just never going to happen. I'm going to have to settle for less. Well, you know what? You're creating that angst, which is an emotion, which is creating the thoughts that you just can't possibly get what you really need and want. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Or you can ask yourself, how can I create a house that meets all of my needs? Where do I need to look? Interesting, isn't it? But we don't do that. And I will tell you an example that is just amazing and was totally amazing to me, that one of my clients did many, many years ago. She and her husband really wanted a $300,000 house. They didn't have the actual cash in hand, but they knew what I have just said to you. They knew that their emotions and their thoughts would bring about their creations. So they started getting pictures of really beautifully decorated, very, very high-priced houses and putting them on their refrigerator, leaving them on the table, having it where they would be able to see it. And as they went about their daily chores, they would look at those pictures. Well, one day in the neighborhood that they really, really wanted to live in, there was an open house. And so they decided, oh, let's go. Let's see how people live. Let's see how they decorate. And then we can transform that in the house that is coming to us. So they went in, and they were honest, and they told their story to the realtor, how they really didn't have the money to buy into the neighborhood, but they knew that something wonderful was going to show up for them in terms of the house. Well, unbeknownst to them, the realtor told the person who was selling his house about them, and they had left their telephone number for the realtor. So they received a phone call. They actually received a phone call from this guy who owned the house, who invited them back to the house. And so the husband and wife just kind of looked at each other and said, you know, what is this about? Let's do it. He's asking us. So they went back to the house, and the man who owned the house invited them outside on the deck and said to them, what is your budget for the house that you are looking for? And they told him what their budget was. And he looked at them, and they looked at him, and he said, well, this house is now in your budget because I will sell this house to you for what is in your budget. And what was in their budget was $200,000 less than what he was asking for the house. Now, The couple was amazed that this was coming to them. They were amazed, but they were grateful. And they were, even though they were surprised, they were not surprised because they knew that their thoughts and emotions created. And this gentleman's seller explained to them that the house was in the divorce proceedings and that he had charge over selling the house. His ex-wife was not in charge, and he wanted to screw her, so he was going to sell it for $200,000 less because he liked the couple and because he was pissed at his wife. Now, granted, that wasn't the most honorable way to ditch $200,000, or was it? Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge what shows up for us when we declare with our power what it is that we are choosing? So I'm asking you once more, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle and be the lover for the addict who you are pretending to be? Well, you can find out more answers and you can reach me at beingrecovered.net, beingrecovered.net, or judealbright.com, but that's still under construction right now, so you're unable to reach me at that particular site. We are energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. Could we all now take this opportunity to be grateful and thankful for who we are and all the wonderful things that we have in our lives? Make this a true Thanksgiving week. It's up to us, you know. No one is going to do it for us. So what is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. Be thankful for you and all you do on this planet. I am thankful for you, my listener, my listeners. And thank yourself for making the world a better place with you in. Our next show will be on December 5th. I will see and hear you then. Stay beautiful.